Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning means it is time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE, as we do every Saturday morning right around this time. Brought to you by Americana Insurance, the A-Team. And we have the A-Team on the line today. Now, we left Tom at home. Angela Collis is with us. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we left Tom. We gave him a day off. He needs to get a haircut anyway, so maybe he'll get that done today.
Yeah.
Let's talk, a lot of folks are trying to figure out what they're going to be doing during the summer months. The state fairs, the county fairs are all canceled, and a lot of the events and festivals are canceled. So a lot of people are thinking, hey, I'll go to one of the big box store or order online. I'll just get an above-ground pool, and I'll be ready to go.
Right, and you would be amazed at how many phone calls that I have had in the past 2 weeks. As soon as Governor Walz said, you know, pools won't be, you know, wouldn't be opening, or if the cities decided that they were not going to open the pools.
Right.
I got flooded with homeowners calling, which I'm glad they did, because that's a smart thing to do.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. And, you know, and due to the COVID, many pools aren't open this year or are delayed in opening. I know here in Wells, they've decided to open the pool 50% capacity, here, I think sometime in July. But a lot of people in town are getting pools. So, with that, I just highly recommend and stress that, you check with your insurance agent and then go and check into your city ordinances, because every city has ordinances, that are different from one another. Every insurance companies have different requirements and guidelines that you need to follow. So I just can't stress that enough, that before you decide to do this, call the insurance agent or the city to see what the ordinances and insurance requirements are.
And just so everyone understands, we're not against the pools. Americana is not against pools. We're just trying to give people a heads up that there could be a city ordinance. There could be some coverages that you're not aware of. We'll kind of go through some of those requirements, Angela. But, you know, we're not talking about the small kiddie pools that are maybe 18 inches off the ground. These are the ones that are actually could be 4, maybe 5 feet deep.
Right. Yep. That's right.
Let's look at some of the insurance requirements for those above-ground pools is what we're talking about, if you're a homeowner thinking of getting one.
Right, so let's kind of touch base, dive a little bit deeper into the above-ground insurance requirements for pools. I did speak with a couple of insurance carriers that we have here at Americana Insurance Group just to see what the underwriters' guidelines are for the pools. And I was kind of surprised. There are different guidelines, in-ground pools versus above-ground pools. The guidelines for the in-ground pools are a little stricter because it's easier to fall into them, little kids to fall into them.
Right.
With in-ground pools, you are required to have a fence around the pool that has to be 4 feet or higher, and it can be wood, masonry, or a compact hedge. But if you have an in-ground pool, you have to have a fence around it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And that's coming right from one of the carriers with Americana Insurance.
Yes, yeah. And then a lot of them, the carriers, they had different takes on diving boards and slides. Some of them excluded it. If you do have that, they won't accept the risk. And there must be safety equipment that must be present around the pool, and that is for above-ground and in-ground pools.
So let's, as you say, let's use the pun, and let's kind of dive into these pool questions. And the above-ground pools, and a lot of people think this is a great idea for the summer. I'm just going to go out to the local Walmart store, and I'm going to buy that $300, $400 pool, and I'll be set to go, and no questions asked.
Right. I know it, with above-ground pools, most of our insurance carriers said they don't require you to have a fence around the pool. They did give, you know, they don't allow the diving boards or the slides. If you were going to build a deck, say, around your pool, your above-ground pool, mm-hmm. and then you decide, oh, the kids would like to have a slide off that deck to slide into the pool, they will exclude that. That automatically just takes it off the table. Again, they frown upon the slides and the diving boards.
And a lot of common sense, Angela, in regards to having these pools, having ladders removed if it's not in use, and making sure the cover is on the pool when it's not in use. And most importantly, you never want to use an above-ground pool and try to swim underneath those covers, because that can be a danger as well. So, you know, as we talk about these above-ground pools, really it's very important that you get a hold of your insurance agent.
Yeah. With above-ground pools, most insurance companies that we have don't require you to have a fence around it. But that's not saying that the city that you live in does not require you to have a fence around it. I know if you are caught, in some cities, if you're caught, then you have a pool. So you just put it up over the weekend, and they will require either the building inspector to come out and make sure that you have it set back so far off the property lines. They will require you to put a fence up. Some cities, if you don't, they will fine you for that. So it is, even though the insurance company doesn't require you to have a fence for above ground pools, you still need to follow the city ordinances as well. So you have two rules and guidelines that you need to check with before you set that pool up.
Yeah, and let the grandparents know as well that, you would love to have a pool for the kids this summer, but more importantly, you got to make sure that you're covered, because the last thing we want is to have an accident or a drowning of either your child or maybe the neighbor kids have come over and jumped into your pool and didn't realize it wasn't very deep. And I mean, there's all kinds of ramifications that could happen, the what ifs, and that's where common sense really comes into play. Also, Angela, yeah. You know, maybe your agent notifies the insurance company that you have a pool. They maybe a heads up, they may look at other potential liability risks on the property as well, now that you have maybe a greater liability risk that you put this above ground pool in.
Right. They will. Say I had a client who comes in and says, hey, Angie, I have this pool, and I have to notify the insurance company that, hey, now there's more risk on this property. And then they look at the overall property risk. And my underwriter did give me one example. Say you put up a pool and you do daycare out of your home. That just escalated the risk. And it gives insurance companies, if you do in-home daycare, mm-hmm. having a pool is a basic no-no. They frown upon it. You're opening yourself up for huge liability risk.
Common sense goes a long ways, as we're talking with Angela Collis from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Let's take our first break, and we're going to talk more about pool safety on our Insights into Insurance program this morning here on KATE.
When you've got crops in the field, there are a few sounds that can make you nervous, because you know they bring the threat of green snap, hail, and fire. But at Americana Insurance in Albert Lea, we can help you find the best options for insurance to cover you against damage from hail, fire, and green snap, so don't let these sounds make you nervous. Call the no-nervous guys at Americana Insurance. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team. AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Albert Lea. We're visiting with Angela Collis with Americana Insurance. Her office is in Wells. She does come to Albertley once in a while, but we're doing this via the phone line this morning, and we're talking about pools. And Angela, let's talk about pool safety in general. There are some do's and don'ts and things that you should be aware of when it comes to pool safety.
Right. So it's pools and safety. It's got to go hand in hand. And first off, common sense is a great place to start. There's layers of protection that kind of need to be put in place when we're talking about pools. First off, that's adult supervision. The fencing issue, to have automatic or manual covers. They do make alarms for if you have gates, or I know I did notice when I was doing research on this topic that they now have wristbands that you can put on your children, and if that wristband gets wet, then it automatically alarms start going off. Yeah, so they've made great progress with pool safety. They have ropes and float lines now. There's always the life rings that should be around the pool or the shepherd's hook. First aid kits, and I just think that all little ones should wear life jackets when they're around a pool. I just for everybody's safety, I just feel that that's a good common practice.
And it doesn't matter the size of pool. You know, we were talking about the large above-ground pools, but, you know, if you have a young infant that's waddling around in their swim diapers and happens to trip and fall in and hit their head, forehead, on a very shallow pool, just a little small plastic pool, that can be dangerous as well. Because there are, you know, we hope that there are no accidents in this area, but there are stats to back up some of these regulations, Angela.
Exactly. And it's kind of alarming when I was doing my research on this. And it's a sad stat. Approximately 11 people die every day as a result of unintentional drowning. And it breaks my heart, but 1 in 5 of these children are under the age of 14. Water just seems to attract the little ones. And with that, you know, they just want to go and splash around and have fun, but and they don't understand the large risk, I guess, you know.
And parents, grandparents, or guardians, you know, this weather we're having this weekend, in fact, Monday up to Wednesday, we could see 91 degrees. So important, folks, just don't let the kids run out into the backyard and say, yeah, go jump in the pool. You hear it all the time. You really need to supervise, no matter the age of the child. Make sure there's an adult standing by with a cell phone in case something would happen. And you've got other reminders as well, Angela, we should probably go through.
Yeah, so just make sure that your pool ladders are stable and secure. When you're not using them, most insurance companies require that you take the ladder out of the pool and either, you know, put a padlock on it, attach it to something and put a padlock on it so that not just anybody can come up and take that ladder and put it up next to the pool and get in there. So that's just a reminder. Make sure children stay clear of all pumps and drains attached to your pools. This is such an important one. Always stay within sight and reach of your children when you're enjoying your pool. You just cannot take your eyes off of them. You know how they just seem to...
Water attracts young kids.
Water attracts people, and they, you know, it's like you turn your head, and then they're off in the another direction. And it's just amazing how fast they can travel. Routinely check your pool's pH and chemical levels to ensure the cleanliness. And then just a reminder that not all flotation devices are intended to be life preservers. Please read your labels and usage requirements.
And, of course, as well, there are city ordinances regarding different swimming pools on the private side. You know, some cities do require a permit, must be inspected by the city building inspector. Some cities do require fencing around a pool. And, you know, a lot of people maybe say, well, my kids aren't going to be swimming in that pool at night. But that's where the older adults get involved in. Yeah, you may be required to have lights at night as well around that pool.
Yeah, some cities require to have floodlights that come on. There's just every city has got different ordinances, so it's just so important that, you know, you might think you're buying a $300-$400 pool, but when you got to put thousands of dollars because that city is going to require you to put a fence around your pool, that's probably an expense you were not even thinking about when you purchased the pool.
Everyone's trying
and you
to
don't
up.
Want to get fined either.
Right.
So.
Somebody's trying to, I mean, you're all trying to come up. We are all trying to come up with something to do. We all have children. We want them to have fun this summer. We want them to be safe. But running out to get an above-ground pool, you'd be calling your insurance agent before you go out and spend that money because you're going to have other expenses to go along with it. If you have questions, mm-hmm. you can always give Angela a call at her Wells office, 507-553-6001. That's 507-553-6001. Or you can just dial the 377-2000. Her extension is number 4. It'll ring right to her office or from her home, wherever she may be at the time. And, of course, we always invite you to go to AmericanaInsurance.com to the website. We'll have this show posted on there as well. The last point is, Angela, we're not trying to say, you know, don't buy pools and don't have fun. Just use common sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Well put.
Angela Collis, Americana Insurance. We gave Tom, hopefully, when he comes back. Of course, we don't get to see him on the radio, so maybe he doesn't need a haircut. We'll see how that goes. I enjoy the time, as always. Angela, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll visit again soon on our Insights into Insurance program right here on 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.